You ever want to know what really goes on or went on in the Playboy Mansion when Hef was around?
I have my ideas.
But that's the thing. We all have our ideas. You know, Playboy is such a big part of our culture, always has been. Hugh Hefner died in 2017, and his antics are legendary. Mm-hmm. You know, Playboy is kind of still around. But what's really interesting is everybody who lived in the Playboy Mansion, all the Playboy bunnies, have all signed these ironclad non-disclosure agreements, an NDA. But for some reason, this one Playboy playmate named Jenna Bentley, she's talking. She's talking.
Because she's dead and nobody's going to enforce it. And there's barely a Playboy anymore anyway.
Right. But I guess technically the lawyers there probably could sue her. Mm-hmm. She's saying as much as she can say without saying it. And there are certain things that she did say that were not part of her NDA that she's been telling us, which I think are kind of interesting. So when Jenna Bentley was 18, she went to live in the Playboy Mansion. Mm-hmm. There's the main mansion where Hef lived with, you know, his girls next door, the E story, you know, the three girls, whatever. But then there was a separate house that all these other girls lived. In that house, curfew was 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. You are not allowed to have a boyfriend. You can't have a boyfriend at all. You can't flirt with boys. It could be no boys in your life whatsoever. You are dedicated to the life of the Playboy Mansion. No boyfriends allowed. Mm-hmm. Thought that was interesting. She said they had something, this phone that they called the Dial-A-Dream phone, that any time of the morning you could just pick it up and ask for whatever you want. Like if you want McDonald's fries at 3 a.m, somebody goes and gets them for you.
Like the president.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
But at the Playboy Mansion, which I think is interesting, she said that she has never slept with Hef because she was only 18 when she moved in, but she did catch him in an orgy with four other people. Like she showed up and there was Hef. She couldn't say who he was with. Apparently it was some famous people involved in this orgy. Mm-hmm. But she does admit to having sex with tons of celebrities. She's not allowed to say who, but she said, trust me, I had sex with a lot of celebrities during the time.
Then Pauly Shore.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Always at the Playboy Mansion. Ralph Macchio, he was there all the time. Right. I guarantee those three.
Well, what's interesting is the National Enquirer did a deeper dive into this, and they said that Matthew Perry used to be one of the guys that was always there, and he would just, you know, like the, you can have an orgy, you could just mm-hmm. kind of order a girl like you're ordering food kind of thing. And the worst perpetrator was Leonardo DiCaprio. They said that he would just show up in a limo, go into this Playboy Mansion, the separate house where the girls are, and just choose 4 or 5 girls and be like, you're coming with me tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. It's crazy. Owen Wilson supposedly was great in bed. So whenever he showed up, all the Playboy bunnies wanted to sleep with him. Mm-hmm. And Bill Maher talks about being at the Playboy Mansion a lot. He was sort of really tight with Hef. But apparently, so he had this one Playboy playmate that was kind of like his go-to girl. But when he found out that she was also a stripper, she said he was very uncomfortable about that. And he's more conservative than people thought. He didn't go there to like get laid like mm-hmm. everybody else did. He was one of the celebrities that like actually went to hang out and party and have a good time.
Wow. I can imagine what went on in that little house.
I know.
I had to be crazy.
I know. That grotto was like 40% sperm and 60% water.
Yeah, because somebody just bought that mansion and I think they paid like $10 million for it, and they made Los Angeles put it on the never tear down list. So it's always going to be there.
Landmark status.
Right.
Yeah. What I would do if I bought the Playboy Mansion, the first thing I'd do is I'd bring in a forensics team and I would just do DNA tests everywhere.
You don't like,
I want to know. I want to know who was here. Yeah. Give me the dirt. Let me find out for myself. Give me all the DNA.
You don't need that. And you don't need a black light. Two things you can't bring into that place. Is that a black light? Can't bring it in here. No, sorry.
It's banned.
You don't want to see it. Trust me. You don't want to see it.
I wouldn't want to buy that property. That house was tacky.
People pay to go to Elvis's house. So you can open that up at some point and charge people $10 to go in and look at it.
Oh, that'd be the best Airbnb. Can you imagine you own the Playboy Mansion, you Airbnb it? That'd be awesome.
Oh, it's like $10 billion a night. You can actually have sex in a grotto.
I wonder how much it went for.
$10 million.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, $10
million.
That's it? That's what he paid for it.
No, that's what he paid for it, but is that what he sold it for?
Yeah. No. The new guy that bought it paid $10 million for it.
That's what I'm saying. That is...
Seems like a good deal.
No, you are wrong about that, my friend.
I wonder. It's either 10 or...
No, it's $100 million.
Is it really?
Yes.
Did you just look it up?
I did.
It's $100 million? That's what he paid for it?
Yeah.